seconds. Good.
All the time.
You can be seated if you would like. Or you can stand. It's totally up to you. Good morning. It is great to see each and every one of you this morning. Isn't it great that finally January decided to finally appear here today? It was cold last night. Yes. Well, I welcome each and every one of you. My name is Eric Dirks. And if you are visiting with us this morning, you have picked an awesome church, I believe, to worship with. And I just thank you for being here today. We love it whenever we have guests. And I hope you feel welcome. I hope you feel God's presence this morning. The ushers will take the registration pads now and pass them out. And as they do that, I invite you to put your names. I assume you only have one name. But your name and address and telephone number in there. If you are visiting with us this morning, we especially would like it if you would put your name and address in there so we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning. If you would take a moment to get out your announcement sheet that is in your bulletin this morning. First of all, Jamie, our youth director, wanted me to announce that the food sign-up sheet is on the bulletin board right down the stairs. She also wanted me to say thank you to all of those who have brought food in the past several months. It has been awesome, she said, and she thanks you so much for your kindness to our youth as they do their eating the first 30 minutes of youth, and then they do other activities for the next hour and a half. So, but that is down there now prepared. Also, Larry Burdett, I wanted to say thank you to Larry. We just got out of a Legacy 101 gathering down in the Fellowship Hall this morning during the Sunday School Hour, and it was really awesome. And I just think we ought to give him an ovation. Yes. He put a lot of time and effort into his studies to bring that to us, and I just really appreciated that, because he actually stated it in such a way that I understood it, which is really saying something in regards to estates and wills and things like that. So thank you, Larry, very, very much. Also, I wanted you to know, since I have come here to the church, the staff reads books and talks about them at our staff meetings on Mondays. And the next book, or the book that we started this last week, is called Five Practices of Fruitful Congregations. And it was written by our bishop, Robert Schnazy. And so if you would like to read along with the staff, you are more than welcome to do so. This is a great book. I'm going to, hopefully, we'll be doing some small group study around this book in the church as well. But it is a great book, and I invite you to get that. Just call the office, and maybe we can get a bulk rate or something like that, so it wouldn't cost that much. But I don't even know what it costs by itself, for sure. It's not on the back here. So this is the book we're reading. I also want you to know that you will be hearing me inviting you to purchase a lot of books to read. I believe a reading congregation is a congregation that's educated and all on the same path. so to speak. And so I just want to invite you, I'll be inviting you to read books, and this sermon series is no different. During the sermon, you'll hear what book I want you to read at that point.